KP2HXS Mobile.
I didn't catch the call sign.
Alpha Dairy here, Tom, it's Dave, KP2HXS.
Dave, nice to hear you. Oh, I had some headphones on here. I was working in Portugal just to test out an antenna. Had an ironic thing happen. I had a Alpha Delta lightning arrestor, and they have a lightning cartridge in them. And I was having trouble intermittently with my wire antenna. It's a super loop, one of them. And it'd transmit once, and then it would not transmit the next time, and I couldn't figure it out because the analyzer said the antenna was okay. But I thought, well, it's the antenna switch box. It switches between three antennas. So I got to checking today. Well, maybe it's that lightning arrestor. It's in series with it. And I changed the element out in it, and sure enough, Yahtzee.
Yeah, I've been playing around on HS myself the last couple of months. trying to get my tower finished up. I'm going to get some tower work done tomorrow. Probably do a little bit better with that, but good for you. I'm glad you got it up and running.
My favorite antenna, Dave. I like that super loop real well. Dave Watson, when I first moved down here, I was pretty blue because I lost my tower from up in Kansas, and I was getting too old to mess with it, and Dave come out, and he had this huge slingshot at the time. Now he's got drones, tells you how time changes. And that was about 13 years ago, and he used it. I'm talking monster slingshot. It's like 6 foot tall or so, what the tree climbers use to send up tools to their people. And we put that up, and I made over 1,000 contacts with that on CW and sideband in a year, so I'm pretty happy with it. I've had to replace it a couple of times, and I finally come to the conclusion of which wire's the strongest to use, and it's really been a blessing. I can't thank Dave enough times.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm just using basically an off-center fed dipole, 80 through 10 dipole, excuse me, and it's not really, it's not at its optimum height right now. The ballon is probably about 20 feet in the air, and then, the end of the wires are probably maybe 10 or 15 feet in the air. But once it goes up on the tower, the ballon will be up at the 40-foot mark, and it'll be off the tower side probably 4 or 5 feet on a sidearm with a pulley and everything, and then I'll shoot the wires up into the trees accordingly. Right now I got them run north and south so I can transmit east and west. But now, if you were putting up a dipole, which way would you orientate the dipole?
Europe, and I don't know, it's been so many years since I looked at that. My super loop, or my beverage antenna, put it that way, is aimed 034 degrees, which would be northeast towards Europe. As to the orientation of the dipole, my preference has always been northeast to southwest. And, but you know, if you're really going to get somebody with some smarts, there are better references than me, Dave. That would be like NY4G Ariel. N4IQ is excellent. He's got, I don't know, 6 or 7 wire antennas up and is very good too about helping you verbally, of course. And I know he helped Dave. Dave, who I'm talking about, it's just down here south of me. I'm trying to KB4 CBA. And he is an authority on wire antennas, I'll tell you for sure.
Come here.
Go ahead, Dave. Come back. I must have doubled with you a little.
Tom, I lost the machine. Give me one moment, please. I'm stuck in traffic.
0TR.
W400C. It's Tom.
Good morning, Keith. Maybe you're a dipole expert. I don't know. I got my Carolina Wyndham and 160-meter vertical and a super loop, Keith. Dave was asking about the direction to put up a dipole over.
I'm back. KB2HXS, please, to southwest. But I've got an antenna question for you, and I was hoping that after you get through your QSO with this gentleman, that whether or not you could take a phone call.
Sure. No problem, Keith. Did you say northeast to southwest? Did I concur with that?
Roger. That's the last one and only one I've had was northeast to southwest. That's the best orientation for this part of the country that I could get anything on.
Okay, you guys hearing me? KB2HXS Mobile. I copy that, northeast, southwest.
Yes, and Keith is an old-timer like me. He's W400C, Dave. Go ahead.
W400C, KB2HXS. Name is Dave. Right now, mobile coming into Taylor's. Going to actually get my screwdriver antenna hooked up on my vehicle with... going to work on that with Jimmy, N4MMW. So, but yeah, I will do that, northeast, southwest. Hey, I'm going to turn it over to you, Tom, and have a good day. I'm going to check out. I'm going to be at Jimmy's house in a minute, so you two have a fine afternoon.
Nice to hear you. Yeah, on my little wire antennas, I've worked the ship going to Bouvet Island twice and a secret nuclear site in England. That's what it said on QRZ. And at the same time, Sri Lanka and Japan and Antarctica here in the last few days. So they work good. I got and the Seychelles Islands, that's out in the Indian Ocean. I worked them last night. At any rate, Dave, you have a nice day. Most of all, a safe day. KP2HXS. N0TR. Back to you, Keith.
Roger, I got a silly question about a simple antenna, but for some reason my brain just failed to work on me the last day, and I just needed a simple question about it answered.
The rule of chess, Keith, you know that, being an old timer, keep it simple, stupid, especially for me. No, I had a great big black gunnery sergeant that I'll never forget that helped me a lot in A school down in Jacksonville. And he looked at me one day and he says, "You didn't understand that, did you, Rouse?" And I says, "No, Gunny." And he says, "The only stupid question," I told him, I said, I didn't want to ask a stupid question. It was on transistor theory and they was doing whole flow and stuff. And he says, "The only question in my class that's stupid is one that goes unasked." And he was a great guy. Go ahead, Keith.
Okay, this one's an easy one for you. I'm fixing it's been a while since I've done it. But I'm fixing a J-pole up for a young fella. I have the J-pole itself, which is copper. And I have an extension that I can raise it to, maybe I can raise the bottom of the J-pole up upwards of about 8-9 feet and get a little bit of height on it. I have a connector to go between them to mount one on top of the, of course, mount the J-pole on top of the extension, and it's metal. But I was wondering whether or not I have to keep them separated in order for the antenna extension not to become part of the radiator.
I would say yes. Now, it's from the Land of Oz. That's the gentleman that really knows those J-poles. He used to make a lot of them, and I bought my first one from him. But I would say yes, that you would keep that isolated from that, because it's solid copper, at least mine was, And another good authority would be KO4NUE, Chad, because he's made quite a few of them for folks around here. And he's really, really learned a great deal in his youthful experience with ham radio. But he's, theory-wise, he's really getting excellent teeth, and he's on here quite a bit. I know Dad Burnett, the gentleman from the Land of Laws, you know him as well as I do, and I just forgot. I haven't talked to him in a while. Go ahead, Gene.
Roger, that's who I got the info from, W4WZ, and I just had food with him. I was going to put it up for a young man to get him sort of situated, started in this mess, and I just absolutely, for some reason, and I don't know why, all this went right over my head. I couldn't remember if I had to keep them isolated or not. I mean, that pretty much answered my question. It's not a real difficult thing, I understand.
Well, if it was me, I'd put it on a piece of PVC and isolate it from the main pole, and I think you'll be fine there, Keith. But on the other hand, I could be dead wrong. I'm just no authority on that. Well, how you been, buddy? I haven't heard you in a while.
Hi, Tom. I'm still suffering a lot of the after effects from this heart problem I had here some time ago, and they're still finding ways to keep me ticking, I guess. I wish I had all the money that has been spent on the doctors. But other than that, you know, I'm waking up every day, and that's the main thing.
Good. We're not pushing up daisies from the roof side, and we've been through heck lately, too. Bernice had a stroke, and a piece of her carotid artery broke off and hit her right eye and destroyed a lot of her vision in her right eye. Some of it's come back, and we're hopeful she'll get some more. But she's doing fine. A little grumpy, but she's doing fine, and that's rare for her. But we're just thankful that piece didn't go up and hit her in the brain or something. And it's just been terrible being in these hospitals and stuff, and there's people that's got it a lot worse. But when you get older, it gets harder to handle, and it's just made me a wreck besides her. And she got about a 4-inch cut in her neck there, Keith.
Roger, I heard that she had been down. I never got the full story on it, but that clears it up for me right there, understanding that. You tell her that there's more than just me, but including myself in it, that we're saying a prayer for her.
And there was a great deal of people here that just come out of the woodwork to say that very thing, and we appreciate it, I'll tell you for sure. There's a lot of good folks on here. And I really appreciate it. And so is Bernice. My two daughters were there. Amy, she'd just been to Orlando and just drove home that night and drove straight to the hospital. And our other daughter, the next night, she come flying in from Michigan. And we did not expect that because she's a school teacher and kind of wrecked her schedule, you know. But when it comes to Mom, they're always here.
I pretty much understand what you are having to go through. You know, I spent 9 days in the ICU over there at Greenville, and I've got a machine in my chest now regulating what my ticker does. So I can't do what I used to do, but like we said before, you know, I'm welcoming the daylight every day.
It's N0TR. Yeah, thank the good Lord for that. I feel the same way, and so is Bernice. I'm just glad I didn't lose her, and that could have been, you know, could have killed her or put her in a rest home, and we're thankful. We can deal with this. And I'm the same way, Keith. I have congestive heart failure and had 4 lung surgeries, yada, yada, yada. And I have to watch what I do outside. I went out and got eggs a minute ago, and I checked that lightning arrestor on the antenna. And by the way, if Dave's still listening, he'll see a world of difference getting that antenna up there to 40 feet instead of 20. I've seen that on the analyzers before. But I can't stay out in the real hot or the real cold. And I can walk down at the back of the property if I put a mask on and a great big heavy parka in back. If it's, 45 to, 50 degrees like it is today. But I walk any farther than that and I start feeling the pressure build up in my chest. And so I just pop a nitroglycerin and head for the house.
Roger that. Same here. Only reason I'm sitting outside talking to you right now is the sun is warm and the wind's not blowing, and probably in 15 minutes it'll change, so I'll have to go back in the house.
Depends on which side of the house you're on. I figured that out. Well, that antenna switch box is out there beyond the driveway. You've been here before, I think, and it's just beyond the driveway, so it's probably 40 feet out there to it, and once you step away from the house and go out there, it's a different world where that wind's coming, and it's right now it's coming from the northwest, which is perfectly aligned with where that antenna switch box is at, and it's 2 to 10 mile an hour gusts, but we've had some pretty good gusts lately. But I'm just thankful that antenna checked okay. I checked it with the analyzer the other day, and but I do run some power through it. And it looked like to me there's a little bar runs across the inside of those alpha deltas, and they have a replaceable fuse, and you can do it with your fingers. And it's got a little brass threaded piece with knurling on it, and it's like a pellet that goes in there, and so it would be an arc gap. And you know, down below that, it looked to me like that maybe lightning had got it, even static will do it. That's why I unplug at night. Now, Gary, KFODOS, he does not unplug, but I think about the static at times, so I always ground. And sometimes when I plug that antenna back into this big delta switch over here, I get a little tiny arc on it. So it can build up, especially when it's cold and dry, Keith.
There's any way you could ground that thing to keep that arc from doing any damage?
It, well, all of the lightning arresters are. There's one at the where like for example the super loop comes back through an through a lightning arrester. It goes up through the antenna switch box. And there's a lightning arrester, and when it comes to the house, there's a lightning arrester, and they all got ground wires that go back to the main, and so it's well protected. But when it comes to lightning, there's only two people that control that, and that's Mother Nature and the good Lord. And if it decides to get through, it's probably going to come through. So I unplug at night and plug it into another piece that goes to a 1-inch by 1/4-inch piece of copper and down to the ground. It's in 0TR.
Well, there. Lots of folks, I'm not trying to browbeat anybody, but lots of folks think they control anything, but none of us are in control. And I'm like you, you can have all the protection in the world there, but, you know, if it's a good boat, you're going to lose.
One of my friends had a 6-meter beam that he'd built, and it used it quite a while, and he hit that one night and come in, and he was, he just hung up the mic, and the antenna rotator box blew across the room in pieces.
About 15 years old, we lived over on another part of Greenville, and I was at the house one afternoon by myself after school, and my dad had a patio with that broken brick pattern laid in the concrete there, and there was a wrought iron, I don't know what you call it, I guess a fence all the way around the exterior of it, leaving the house and going all around the exterior of the little porch or patio there, excuse me. And we had a thunderstorm, a thunder lightning storm one afternoon, and That thing hit the television antenna on top of the house. The antenna fell down and touched that wrought iron fence. And it busted up everything on that porch. Just like somebody had taken a machine and busted up all that brick on that porch. And I was inside the house when it happened.
That makes you kneel down, doesn't it, real quick? there's been some odd ones. My wife's sister was on the phone on the farm north of Arma, Kansas, a little bitty town up in Kansas, probably about 15 miles from the Missouri border in the southeast corner. And she was on the phone, and it come in through and phones back then, and they thought she was dead. It knocked her unconscious from a lightning strike. That's then 0TR.
My wife, when she was, I don't know, in her teens, was talking on her house telephone at where she lived with her mother and father, and on one of those old black Bakelite telephones. And the same thing happened to her. It knocked her off a stool. It didn't knock her out, but it knocked her off a stool.
That's when you count your blessings. You're still around, Keith. shoot. Well, it's good talking to you this afternoon. I got to go do some things, and so I need to go. I did just contact Poland on 15 meters. Just check this out, and I transmitted some high testing through 40 and through 20, and it didn't fault. That amplifier's good about that. It anything above 3-1, and it goes kaplunk, and you don't transmit. So that's a good thing. I've never used 10 or 15 very much, but they're good bands. Anyways, Keith, I hope that helped you out. And there's, like I said, there's a lot of guys on here that know the best, but I hope you helped Dave out. That's what I meant to say. And that's the direction I went with, northeast, southwest, and works for me. W4OOC and 0TR. Be clear with your final, Keith. You have a good day.
Tell the wife where I'll be thinking about her, and hope she gets. Hope she continues to improve. You need anything from us, all you got to do is holler. That's all, you know that. So well. You have a good afternoon. We'll talk at you later sometime. W4OC is clear.
For DJW Mobile.
Seems you either have made a lot of enemies or just no one wants to talk to you, Dave. N0TR.
Here. Nobody's getting out and about. It's not that bad. Anyway, I didn't want to get out today.
I had to go out there while I'm going to get some eggs. I went out early. There'll be a few more, I think. But let me turn this radio down. My head goes over to the CW. But I found out kind of an unusual thing. I had an Alpha Delta lightning arrestor, and the cartridge in it was flashing over the arc gap. And I'm thankful that's what it was, because I had a replaceable one. They were used to be $15. I don't know what they are now. This one says May of 2014 is when I bought it, just in case. I guess you don't use them every day.
A spare, and it's even better that you can find the spare. That's my problem. Is I'll buy extra, and then I can't find the extra. You know, 3 or 4 years later when I need it.
You're just a pup. When you get up to my age, they're 57 and dyslexic.
I'm only 10 years behind you. But anyway, it's headed over to Little Rebel. I'm almost there. Pick up some lunch. We haven't had anything from there in a long time. So, you know, I used to eat it from there a lot, but I kind of overdid it. But now it's been a long time since I've been there, so it's good to go back every now and then.
And I was there about, 12 or 15 hours ago. And Helen and Cyril was there. Sometimes it's Helen and Charlie. But great people. and always you can count on it being about as close to home cooked as you can get.
After the window now, nobody ahead of me. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
Well, if it's Helen, tell her Tom said hi. Bernice said hi. In 0GR.
4HKX, KO4HKX, KA3JCA. KA3JCA, QSY.
JW Mobile.
JW5MFC Portable.
In and out, New York.
To the pool, standing next to this three element beam that I just put together. But I have a question. How fluent are you on beams, Chris Craft beams?
Yagi's not. I'm not sure what a crisscross beam is. What is that?
A crisscross. It's an A3. My question is, when I took it apart, I labeled everything. That, of course, is an old antenna, and some of the traps were not labeled with the arrow anymore. Is there a way? I know that's crucial that they have to be pointed a certain direction to terminate. I don't know how to check to make sure that they're right.
Because I do have some in a buddy pole like that have those in it. But, and I don't think those are marked either. And I don't know that it's critical that you go in one way or another. But I'm not 100% sure on that.
Well, we're in Texas, and of course we were anywhere between 200 and 300 feet in the air when we were doing it. So they were always real critical that we got the stuff right the first time on the ground before we put it up there. And I, for the life of me, of course, it always had an arrow on it.
Mechanical, like a half-inch thread on one side and a 3/8-inch thread on the other. There's nothing mechanical like that prevents you from getting it wrong.
There's even they're even all the same size. The shafts on each end. I remember one time there was an antenna we put together. The shaft was longer on one end, but the shafts are identical. They look identical. The boots are identical. I know for a fact I've got one of them, at least one of them backwards, and I'm about ready to try to put it on the tower and pull it up in the air and do some SWR checks on it.
I'd be Googling that antenna and finding out if it's highly likely if that could be an issue for you, that's already been an issue for somebody else, and you might get some really good information that way.
I didn't get anywhere. I might walk inside the door, so it's not going to be a big deal, but up and down is going to be a little monotonous.
Getting it. This is what band is the crisscross for?
10, 15, and 20.
I'm there. You made a lot of progress since the last time I talked to you.
Copper clad wire, I've got ladder line, I've got everything I need to put something up sitting here on the patio. I just ain't made up my mind what I'm gonna do yet.
What gauge is the copper clad steel?
Question that I have no clue as to. Let me walk over here and see.
22.
For most of the antennas came from the. And it don't say.
He's old age, ain't he? Dave, I'm like, I had to step off here and talk to the Rock of Gibraltar for a minute here, which I talked to him many years ago. But it's nice to hear you getting back into it there, Mike. And I just kind of dropped out with Dave when he went to the window. But I had some things to do, and I need to go pretty quick. If you got any and I'll still be here for a few minutes. I got to log this. Anyway, 73s, guys, and carry on. By the way, Mike, they have a wire that is insulated, and it's 7-strand copper-clad steel, and I know Atlanta has it down there in HRO. That's the toughest stuff I ever used, and I put up 160-meter vertical the other day, and I used copper-clad steel, and it come down in 2 weeks. And that stuff's like handling bed springs, so good luck with that. W5MSC in 0TR.
Problem with it, when we put that that skywire up, that was 1,066 feet of it. We hung it in the trees over at the old house. Me and Dave did it, and never had an issue with it. I went over there to pull it down after we sold the place, and I literally hooked up with the Jeep, and I thought I was going to pull trees down, trying to get that out of the trees. W5MRC in a group.
Yeah, that's it can be tough and snarly, but Bill, N4IQ, told me about this other wire. And Bob, ND7J, had a tree fall on his, and it just bent the wire down. It didn't break it. But I guess I was just unlucky on that. Anyway, see you later, guys. Now go ahead, Dave. This is Gerald here.
I'm in the driveway, so we're going to eat some Little Rebel lunch. We haven't had Little Rebel in a long time. Anyway, Mike, if there's anything I can do to help you, you got my number. I think my number hasn't changed. I think you still got it. So you can text me if you need something, or if you want me to Google that, you know, text me some more information about it, and I'll see if I can find something. Never hurts to have two eyes on it. And I am going to go inside and eat. Good talking to you. N0TR and W5MFC, W4DJW.
Hi, Dave. You go enjoy your lunch here. It's an A3 by Chriscraft. It's a 10, 15, and 20. And the question's going to be the traps. They got to go in one way. So if you think about it, go look it up. I'll go look it up here in a little bit. N0TR and W4DJW, W5MFC portable.